的请杰瑞牧师来圣道。
Good morning.
今天的题目是完全的顺服。大家早。
Good morning. When my wife looked in my Bible and saw the passage you'd be reading this morning, she said, "That much?"
当我的妻子今天看到我们要读的经文这么长的时候，她说：“真的要这么长吗？”
And I said, "That much."
我说：“是的，就这么长。”
14 years ago, we pastored a church that we had been there for 8 years.
14年以前，我在一间教会牧会牧了八年。
I knew at that point the Lord was telling us that our work there was done.
那个时候，神的话语清楚地告诉我，我们在那地方的工作要到一个段落。
But because it was a place that was close to home and close to our heart, we decided to stay 2 more years.
但是这个地方却是我家附近，也是在我心上的很喜欢的一个地方，所以我在那里继续待了两年。
It was probably one of the hardest lessons we learned in obedience.
那两年是我在学习顺服上一个最难学的功课。
When I decided to stay there 2 more years, there were a number of things that happened to us.
当我在那里继续待了两年的时候，有一连串的事情发生。
Because remember, God said go, but we said stay.
请记得神说走，但是我们却说留下来。
It wasn't long before everything just kind of creeped up on us, and we began to feel extreme burnout.
慢慢的，有些事情逐渐的发生，让我觉得非常的疲倦。
We no longer had the strength and the energy that we once had.
我不再有以往的精力来服侍。
We experienced great stress and tension in our lives and in our church.
在那个时候生活里面，教会里面。感到非常大的压力。
We began to lose the joy and the peace that we had experienced in our life and ministry.
我也在从侍奉里面的失去了平安与喜乐。
Quite honestly, we became miserable.
坦白的说，我们生活的非常的凄惨。
It seemed like everything else in our life was just put on hold.
似乎生活里面、生命里面每一件事情都停滞不前。
So we had a problem and really didn't know what to do.
所以我们那时候发现，我们处在一个我们不能解决的问题当中。
So I tried to work harder to get through all of it, but only found myself and my wife found herself more exhausted.
虽然疲倦，但是我却尝试用自己的能力，我妻子也是一样，来克服这些困难，但是越努力就越疲倦。
It literally became more like a job than a ministry.
服侍成为一个职业，不再是一个一个侍奉。
It also began to affect our personal relationships with some people in the church, as well as our own relationships at home.
这也直接的影响了我们跟教会会友中间的关系，或也影响我们彼此中间的关系。
And here's the lesson that I learned.
这就是我所学到的功课。
Is that disobedience causes such a dry disturbance in your life.
不顺从神会造成你生命里面很大的一个压力。
The first 8 years was like drinking a cold glass of water with the sweat running down its side.
开始的八年的服侍是像这个在热天大热天得到冷饮一样那么样的舒服。
Those next 2 years was like living in the desert with no water.
但是在最后两年却是好像是生活在沙漠里面缺乏水源的沙漠里面一样干旱。
I'd give anything to know what you're really saying.
You don't want to.
And if that wasn't enough, there was still something much worse that was happening in our life.
除此之外，还有更恶劣的事情发生。
And we'll discover that together as we look at this passage of Scripture once again.
那我们来从经文里面来看会有什么更恶劣的事情发生。
I want us to just take little sections of what we just read and look at it and talk about what it really is saying to us.
我们就从刚刚所读的经文里面的一小部分来看，当我们不顺从的时候，会有什么事情发生？
The first section we'll look at is 1 Samuel 15, verses 7 through 9.
第一段我们看15章7到9节。
And this is what it says once again. Then Saul struck down the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is next to Egypt.
第七节说，扫罗击打亚玛力人，从哈菲拉直到埃及前的苏尔。
He captured Agag, king of Amalek, alive, but he completely destroyed all the rest of the people with the sword.
生擒了亚玛力王亚甲，用刀杀尽亚玛力的众民。
Saul and the troops spared Agag and the best of the sheep, cattle, and fatlings, as well as the young rams and the best of everything else.
扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝。凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
They were not willing to destroy them, but did destroy all the worthless and unwanted things.
美好的，裸物，他们不愿意除灭，只除灭那些下贱瘦弱的。
Sound familiar? Didn't want to do something, but knew they were supposed to.
似乎很熟悉的一个行为呢？他们不愿意做某些事情，却只服从了一部分。
Knew it was time to leave our church, but we stayed two more years.
我知道应该离开我们的教会，但是我自己却联系留下留多两年。
Here's what I want you to see in this passage.
希望你能在这一段的经文里面看见我所犯的错误。
Obedience always involves a battle with our own will.
顺服一定会造成对我自己个人喜好的产生的征战。
Somehow we think that anything that has value in our eyes, God could not possibly mean when it comes to us.
有时候我觉得我们个人认为有价值的东西，神应该都认为好。
God could not possibly mean the best things.
神，也许我们认为有价值的，神可能，神好像常常都认为这些事不是最好的。
That seems so easy in English.
It's not hard in Chinese unless you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
God must have meant, he must have meant the worthless and unwanted things. That's what he really meant, right?
他要我们放弃的一定是，是那些最不好的、最没有价值的东西，对不对？
Absolutely not. What did God tell them to destroy? Just the bad things?
是否真是这样呢？我们有没有看清楚，神叫他们所这些以色列人要消除的只是不好的东西吗
？What did he tell them to destroy？
他叫以色列人要杀尽消除什么东西呢
？And you can answer me back。
你可以回答。
Everything。
所有一切的。
To destroy everything。
好的，坏的，连好的。
Isn't it amazing how we try to undo what God asks of us through our own eyes?
我们是否常常，没有遵照神要我们做的，完全去做呢？
Look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, I regret that I made Saul king, for he has turned away.From following me and has not carried out my instructions.
耶和华的话临到撒母耳说：“我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去，不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。”
It seems like for the most part that Saul and the troops were about 99% obedient.
好像扫罗跟他的军队是99%的。顺服神。
Complete obedience is so important to God that He does not give us credit even for 99.9% obedience.
完全的顺服是这么重要，所以神连我们只有 99% 顺服他，他都不满意。
Matter of fact, God views even 0.1% disobedience as turning away from him.
神甚至看只有千分之一的不顺服就等于完全的不顺服。
And what this says to us is that God's instructions, whether it's in his word or through the Holy Spirit speaking something into your life, is meant to be obeyed.
让我们看见神的神的教导是要我们完全的来顺服，无论是记载在圣经里面，或者是在其他的地方。
It could be something as simple as the Lord impressing you during the week to send somebody a card of encouragement.
甚至神当我们在周间让我们寄一张慰问的卡片给我们所认识的人，这些事上神都要我们忠心。
It could be the Holy Spirit bringing someone's face or name to your mind because he wants you to pray for them.
也可能是圣灵把一个人的名字或者是相片放在你的脑海里面，要你为他祷告。
Even in those little things, those promptings, God expects obedience.
甚至就一些小事上，神提醒你的时候，你都要完全的顺服去做。
But how easy is it to dismiss those things by, well, that probably really wasn't God, that was just me.
常常我们把这些小的事情疏忽了，认为这些只是我自己的一些的感受，不是从神来的指示。
He wants complete obedience in every area of our life.
他要我们在我们生命的每一部分都完全的顺服。
Look at the next section, verses 13 through 19.
我们下一段从十三章到 13 through 19, 十三节到十九节。
When Samuel came to him, Saul said, "May the Lord bless you."
十三节，撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说，愿耶和华赐福于你。
Saul said, "I carried out the Lord's instructions."
扫罗说，耶和华的命令我已经遵守了。
And Samuel answered, or Saul replied to him, and he says, "What is that sound? What is that little sheep I hear bleeding out there in the field?"
Samuel 说，不竟然啊，我耳中听见了有羊叫的牛鸣的声音，是从哪来的呢？
Look what Saul says. He immediately blames someone else.
你看，扫罗这时候马上把责任推给其他的人。
But who's the king?
谁是王？
Saul is. Who's responsible for the troops?
扫罗是王，谁为这些军队负责任呢？
But look what he says. The troops brought them from the Amalekites and spared the best sheep and cattle in order to sacrifice to the Lord your God.
扫罗说，这军队或者是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊。
Did you notice how Saul did not even refer to him as my God, but your God?
你们看到这里说，扫罗说要献于耶和华你的神，他竟然没有说我的神，他就说是你的神。
It's amazing what we begin to do when we feel our feet in hot water.
很奇怪，当我们掉在陷在热锅里的时候，我们会怎么样的有什么样的行为？I'm in hot water now.
I have to be careful with word pictures, I know, but I'm a word picture kind of a person. I actually pictured what I just said, but...
I lost some sleep last night.
Okay. In Samuel, look what he says to Saul. He says, "Stop! Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night."
Samuel 对扫罗说，你要住口吧，等我将耶和华昨天晚上向我所说的话告诉你。
Saul says, "What did he say?" And Samuel continued, "Although you once considered yourself unimportant, have you not become the leader of Israel?"
撒母耳就告诉扫罗说，从前你虽然是以自己为小，岂不是被立为以色列支派的元首吗？
The Lord anointed you king over Israel and then sent you on a mission and said, "Go completely destroy the sinful Amalekites. Fight against them until you have annihilated them." So why didn't you obey the Lord?
撒母耳说：“耶和华高你做以色列的王，差遣你，吩咐你去击打那些犯罪的亚玛力人，将他们灭绝净尽。你为什么没有遵守，听从耶和华的命令呢？”
Why did you rush on the plunder and do what was evil in the Lord's sight?
为什么急忙掳掠财物，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事呢？
But Saul says, I did obey the Lord.
但是扫罗却说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令啊。
What scares me is we can convince ourselves so many times that we are obeying the Lord when really we're not.
我非常担心，常常我们自己安慰自己的良心，说我实在是遵行了耶和华的命令，其实我们并没有。
Isn't it amazing how disobedience always seems to have an excuse or a reason?
当我们不顺从的时候，我们常常为自己找一些似乎合理的借口。
And what we have to be careful of in the church is that we don't spiritualize our disobedience.
常常我们的教会里面，甚至于属灵化，把我们所我们不顺从的行为属灵化。
Sometimes Christians are very good at putting a spin or a twist on our disobedience.
常常我们会为自己所做的解释通融，然后属灵化。
We usually will say it's in the name of a greater calling or a greater task for God.
甚至我们会说是为了一个更高远、高大的这个目的，我们做了某些的事情。
And the truth is, God will never ask us to be disobedient in one area of our life so that we can be obedient in another area.
神从来不会让教导我们在我们生活的某一部分不顺从他，以至于在其他的部分可以顺从他。
In other words, God will never say that it's okay to ignore the small things, but just to pay attention and obey in the big things.
神从来不会说，告诉我们要不拘小节是可以的，只要你在大事上尽忠就可以了。
The scripture tells us he who is faithful with little can be trusted with much.
圣经反而告诉我们说，在小事上尽忠的，就在大事，将更大的事托付于他。
Matter of fact, I don't think we can be faithful and obedient in the big things until we've learned to be submissive and obedient in the little things of life.
甚至我觉得我们绝对不可能在大事上尽忠，除非我们在小事上学习顺服。
So many times we're looking for the bigger and the deeper things of God in His Word, but we're not even doing the little things that we already know.
常常我们在圣经里面想找到神的大的工作托付于我们，但是我们却在小事上不顺从他。
And somehow in our disobedience, we still expect God to pat us on the back and say, good job and bless us.
常常我们在不顺从的时候，我们仍然期望神奖赏我们，称赞我们。
God never, ever, ever blesses disobedience.
神从来不祝福不顺从的人或者是工作。
And if there's disobedience in my life, how then can God bless me?
如果我在生活里面不顺从神，神怎么来祝福我呢？
And yet the heart of God is, He wants to bless His people.
但是神却愿意从内心来愿意来祝福他的子民。
And so obedience becomes a very important thing to the heart of God.
所以顺从神是在神心目中这么重要的一件事。
Obedience aligns us with His heart so that He can pour Himself out upon us.
对神忠心，让我们跟神的心 连在一起，以至于他的这个祝福可以无限的临到。
Look at those last verses, verses 20 through 23.
我们看最后二十到二十三节。
Look what Saul says.
我们看扫罗说什么。
I went on the mission the Lord gave me.
我行了耶和华所差遣我行的路。
I brought back Agag, king of Amalek, and I completely destroyed the Amalekites.
擒了亚玛力王亚甲，来灭尽了亚玛力人。
The troops took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what's set apart for destruction.
百姓或者是军，他是我的军队却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在基甲献与神。
We were going to take the best to sacrifice to the Lord your God.
我们取了最好的牛羊，要在基甲献于耶和华你的神。
So Samuel asked him a question.
所以 撒母耳问他一个问题。
Does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话，听命，听从他的话呢？
You know how that translates into the church today?
这句话怎么应用在我们的教会里面呢？
Does God take more pleasure in you just doing things in the church and around the church than in obeying Him?
神是否看重你在教会里做一些的侍奉，或者教会外做一些的工作，胜于你顺从他呢？
A danger is to translate my busyness for Him as obedience.
这里有一个隐忧，就是我们常常把侍奉当成顺服神。
Just because I'm busy doing things for Him and in His name does not mean that I'm doing what He wants me to do.
就算我奉他的名做一些忙忙碌碌的事情的时候，并不表示我在顺服神。
And then Samuel answers his own question.
下面撒母耳自己回答他自己的问题。
And he says, "Look, to obey is better than sacrifice."
他说，听命胜于献祭。
And for us, that means we can be sacrificing our time, our talents, our family, and still not be doing what God has called us to do.
告诉我们，我们甚至可以把我们的生命、金钱、家人、职业，一切都奉献给神，仍然不做神要我们做的事。
Samuel says to pay attention is better than the fat of rams.
撒母耳说，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And he's talking about paying attention to the things of God.
说，顺从注重神的事情。
He goes on and says, for rebellion is like the sin of divination.
他继续说，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相当。
And defiance is like wickedness and idolatry.
顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
Because if God says go and I say stay, who's playing God?
当神说走，我却说停下的时候，谁在做神？
Very dangerous.
非常危险的一件事情。
And then Samuel says to Saul, because you rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as the king.
最后撒母耳说，你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。
Here's what this passage says to me.
这段经文对我说的就是这样。
Going on the mission is not enough.
就算去宣教仍然不够。
Going to church, praying every day, reading your Bible is not enough.
上教堂，每天读经，每天祷告，不够。
It's not until I take the things of God and apply them to every area of my life that I begin to walk in obedience.
直到我把神的要求活在我生活里面的每一部分的时候，我才能够满足讨神的喜悦。
Being where God wants you to be is only part of it.
去神要你去的地方只是顺服神的一部分。
Doing what you're supposed to do once you get there is the other part of it.
到了那里，做神要你做的事情是另外一部分。
Look what he says about disobedience. Look how he defines it.
看这里，我们来看神怎么样为悖逆来下定义。
He says, disobedience is rebellion.
悖逆就是不顺服就是等于悖逆神。
Rebellion towards who?
向对谁的悖逆呢?
It's rebellion towards God.
向神悖逆。
It's defiance.
是等于顽梗不顺从。
It's described as wickedness.
这是被称为是被神看来是一个罪。
Idolatry.
跟拜偶像一样。
And here's what I learned about disobedience in addition to all those things I told you about in the beginning.
这就是我对在这个不顺服上所学的功课。
Disobedience rejects God, and it infects my personal relationship with Him in a very negative way.
不顺从就等于厌弃耶和华，在我生活里面、生命里面造成一个非常大的困扰。
My disobedience hurt my relationship between me and my Lord.
负面的影响了我与神中间的关系。
And there were consequences that we had to go through.
而造成一些的后果。
But the good news is we don't have to stay there.
但是好消息就是我们不需要停留在这个难处里面。
It's a lesson well learned.
我们不需要停在这种光景里面，这是一个我学到的功课。
So if we've been disobedient in an area or a couple areas of our life, what do you do?
所以当我们在生命里面某些部分 发现我们不顺从神的时候，我们应该怎么样做呢？
Hopefully, the first thing that happens is that our disobedience breaks our heart.
希望第一件事情就是你的悖逆造成你的心里面的伤痛。
Because we've hurt someone that we love so deeply, but loves us more than we'll ever be able to love him.
因为我们伤害了我们所爱的那一位，他爱我们比我们爱他更大。
So what do you do?
那我们怎么应该怎么样行呢?
The scripture tells us we must confess our disobedience.
经文告诉我们必须认罪。
We must admit our sin.
必须承认我们所犯的罪。
In a very specific way.
很直接了当的承认我们的罪。
Not because God doesn't know, but because he wants to know if we've learned what it is that we've done.
并不是因为神不知道我们内心的深处想什么，而是神要我们知道，神要我们自己清楚地知道我们在哪方面做错了。
It's more for us than it is for him.
认罪是为了我们多过为神。
And so even this morning, if there's disobedience in your life, you can confess and admit that to him.
所以今天早上，如果你发现在你的生命、你生活里面哪一方面你 背逆神，你要向他认罪。
But you say, I'm not really sorry. I don't really feel anything. I know it's wrong, but why don't I feel that something's wrong?
但是如果你说我虽然知道做这件事神不喜欢，但是我并不感觉有什么内疚，怎么办？
If that's how you feel, then we need to also admit and confess that to God and say, God, I know I should be feeling something, but I don't. And so, God, why? I confess that to you.
如果你有这样的感觉，你就甚至为那种的感觉来向神认罪。
And our confession is to lead to repentance.
但是认罪要引致悔改。
As I confess to the Lord and I repent of what I have done wrong in my disobedience.
向神认罪，引致到我们在神面前悔改我们所犯的错。
It looks like this. If your disobedience and God's over there, and I'm walking this way in disobedience, repentance means to turn from disobedience and turn to God.
如果神是在那边，你是悖逆他向那边逃亡，你要反过来把回心转意，把心意向着神。
It just didn't seem right to make you God.
Then we'll do the other way.
And after we have confessed and repented, we need to also be willing to forgive ourselves and to receive God's mercy and grace of forgiveness in our lives.
在我们认罪悔改以后，我们必须也愿意饶恕自己，接受神 给我们的饶恕。
And the greatest way we can show our appreciation to him for his forgiveness and washing of our sins is to walk in obedience.
一个最好的，向神，接受他的，饶恕而感恩，的方法就是回转行在神的旨意里面。
And I trust that as we've been talking about this morning, that there may be some people here that God has brought to your mind an area of your life that you know you're not walking in obedience in.
今天早上，也许你听到这里的时候，神在你的脑海里面提醒你在哪一方面你背逆神。
And we know it because deep down our life is miserable.
我们知道这些事情。是事实，因为我们在生活里面遇到一些的，懊恼的事情。
And our spiritual life is lukewarm or cold.
我们属灵的生活是半冷不热。
And we're going to sing our closing, our benediction, in just a few moments. And when we do.I just want you to know that every time I come, I don't want to even have to give an invitation, but I just want the front to always be open for anyone who would just take the courage and the strength to say to their brothers and sisters here, you know what? There's some things in my life that aren't right, and I want to come before God. And today I'm going to confess, and I'm going to repent, and I'm going to ask God for what I need today from Him.I want us to be able to use that time at the end.
所以等一下，当我们唱诗的时候，我希望如果你今天神向你说话，提醒你你哪一方在生活里面哪一些地方得罪神，你需要认罪悔改的，前面这一个地方是永远开放，你来到前面鼓起勇气来到前面向神认罪，向他支取他的这个饶恕。
You may think to yourself, but we don't do that. I'm not used to going up front. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
也许中国人很含蓄，我们很多人不愿意上来前面。
And that's the problem. We're too comfortable.
那就是问题之一，我们太容易安处于现状。
And it shows God the seriousness of our heart.As well as others, that I'm not ashamed of what God's doing in my life.
你来到面前，来到前面，冲破自己的这安全网，来到前面，你向神认罪，勇于向神认罪。
And so I want to just declare freedom in this place for anyone who wants to come as we sing and stand and just talk to the Lord.
所以当我们唱诗的时候我给你任何的自由来到前面来向神认罪。
So as we sing our closing, if you need to come, you come.
所以当我们唱诗的时候你愿意上来前面来。